What is something you regret, but that doesn't stop you from doing it at least every once in a while?
Over and over regrets.
Yes. Where you're like, this time it won't make me regret it. That definitely is the case. Everybody has one of these, right?
Yeah.
Mine's just
drinking. Does everyone have lots of these?
Mine's just drinking too much.
Really?
Yeah.
Like every time you're like, I'm never doing this again.
Yeah. I mean, it's not every time I drink. It's just when I drink too much. Because most people that I know can drink too much and just pass out, or they feel fine the next day or whatever. But I'm not one of those people.
Yes.
I can't sleep when I'm drunk. I don't pass out. I just get the spins, and I'm just hating life for about 4 hours until I can finally sleep enough on the bathroom floor. And then if I'm lucky, I feel okay the next day, but chances are I'm probably hungover. So that those happen very infrequently now. It used to be like once a year where I would really just have way too much fun. Now it's like every, you know, like 4 years, I go, oh, no, I did it. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, I had too many. Mm-hmm. And now I'm miserable. Mm.
Yeah, and it takes longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Steve, what about you?
Fast food.
Always?
Usually.
Always regret it. Because you feel guilty or because it makes you feel ill?
Because it makes, oh, no, I love eating fast food. It tastes so good.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always that. That moment about an hour later where I'm just like, man, never doing that again.
Mm.
This is it. I learned my lesson. This is the last time I'm doing this.
I have that for some specific places where I eat this, I know I'm going to enjoy it in the moment, and then I'm going to feel like crud later, and I'm going to regret it. And then I say, I will never order that again.
Yeah.
Then I do. Kelly, what about you?
I have a couple. I definitely do a couple different things. I know there's going to be so many people who take birth control that are going to just want to cut me up for this one. But I take the pill every single day. You're supposed to take it at the same time. Mine's at like between 7 and 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And there are some nights where I'm already in bed and I'm like, my little alarm will go off. It's like, no babies, take your birth control. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to get out of bed. I'll just double it up tomorrow.
Oh.
So I'll double it up the next day.
That doesn't work, does it?
Yeah, it does. You're allowed to do that. You're not supposed to do it like all the time, but there's at least once a month, every single month, where I'm like, I'm not getting out of bed. I'll double it up tomorrow. But when you double it up, woo, expect to feel a little crazy.
It's filled with hormones, right?
Oh, yes, it is. And then you're kind of like not the same because you didn't do it at the same time every day. So then you just double up and then you're like, wow.
Can you describe that? Because as guys, there's... I don't think a comparison to that.
Okay. You know, honestly, the way that I compare it is when you, especially you're weird with textures, right? Free beer. So if you were to.
Like with eating, yeah.
Yeah. That full body feeling of, that's what it feels
like. You can feel your clothes on you and stuff like that.
Yeah. You feel like your body, like the hormones are coming in a way that's, it's almost like cramping and uncomfortable. It's overwhelming. Like Hot Wings, you were just talking about that. The moment you realize that shot you took, that you overdid it.
Mm-hmm.
It is that nauseous full body feeling of, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
No.
Man. Every month I do it at least once.
You're right. I would definitely get out of bed for that.
I did it this morning.
That's what I was gonna, you did?
Yeah. So when I double it up though, cause I take mine at night before bed too.
Yeah.
So I'll take one in the morning and then by the time I take it at night, it's the dose that I'm supposed to have at night. But
oh, it's not quite a shock to the system.
I'm a little sweaty. That's for sure.
Isn't that weird?
But so it's like you said, it's bad.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
So like, are you right now, Maitland, thinking, I can't do this anymore?
No.
No, you're fine.
No, but
you haven't reached that threshold yet.
If I took both at once, it's definitely, I've done that before, and it is like you're nauseous all day, but you know that you don't have to throw up, so you just are uncomfortable.
That's such a bad feeling.
It is.
Text from someone's fiance. This explains so much about the last calendar year.
He does always say to me, he's like, something's up with you today. And I'm like, I doubled up.
I'm fine.
It's okay. Yeah.
Today is a 2 thumbs up day.
Yeah, I'm sweaty and angry.
This text, zebra cakes, every three or four times a year, I think, those aren't that bad, right? Then I eat one and I hate the wax flavor. I like the flavor, but I just feel like garbage as soon as it's down.
That's
like,
Swiss cake rolls for me.
Because it goes with coffee so well in the moment. And then you're like, well, now I feel hungover and I didn't drink last night.
Yeah.
I have never had a Swiss cake roll regret.
I love them, but it's that waxy texture they leave in your mouth afterwards. I'm still going to eat them every time.
My wife has a big affinity for Swiss cake rolls. And so she put them in the freezer this weekend, cut them into little discs, and then sprinkled shaved chocolate over the top.
Ooh,
it looked
sushi.
Fancy. We were so fancy. Oh. Fat and sassy.
But I did something this week that I guess I booked this flight weeks and weeks and weeks ago. And that's kind of what you said, free beers inspired this topic. I have a girls' weekend and we do it right around this time every single year. And I booked a flight knowing somebody has to pick me up from the airport, and where we stay is about an hour away from the airport. So when I'm booking my flights, I try to be mindful of their work day and when I fly in. But I also try to be mindful when I fly out. I want to be able to have a morning with my girlfriends. I don't want to be rushed out. I certainly don't want somebody to have to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning
right. To
get me there. So I booked a 4 o'clock flight. And generally from Greenville, South Carolina to here in Michigan, it's an easy, you boom, do a layover in Atlanta or Charlotte, and then you're back in Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
Maybe a 5 hour
pretty
day.
Simple flight.
Maybe. For whatever reason, they rerouted me through Dallas and my flight changed. And I was like, this is strange. And then I got from where I was leaving Greenville, South Carolina around 4-ish and getting back to here about 9-ish to or 8 to 9 to 10 to 11.
Oof.
And then before I left last week, I told you guys, I was like, I know this is going to be bad. They're pushing my flight in 20-minute intervals every couple hours. Every single day I get that text from American Airlines. Your flight's been bumped.
I knew you were in trouble on Friday when out of the blue you said, how do you guys feel about sleeping at work? I was like, do you need a nap? And you're like, no, I'm planning ahead.
No, but Sunday night, I might sleep on the couch. You're, yeah. You're, yeah, well, do it up.
And then I got to Dallas on my layover, and man, it was one delay after another. I was like, guys, how many 3-minute interval delays can they do until they finally cancel this flight? And we took off sometime around like 10 o'clock. We landed sometime around 1 o'clock. And by the time I got my luggage and I was up to Ross's house, it was nearly 2 o'clock in the morning.
And then your alarm went off at?
4:30.
Okay. So 2.5 hours.
Yeah. No, that's
I reached
perfect.
Out to you guys though. And I did ask, I said, hey, do y'all mind if I come in a little later? Cause my flight's getting delayed and delayed and delayed. But had that not happened, I'd have to have been up at 3. And
that was a fun text exchange.
Yeah.
I did enjoy that one.
Yeah.
I was fully expecting to come in this morning because I walked in and I said, is Kelly sleeping here somewhere? Because you weren't on the couch in the studio, and everyone, Freebeer and Maitland, were just like, maybe she might be back in the office, or Freebeer said maybe she's sleeping across the hall on the other couch over there. And, I'm not gonna go and wake you up.
First, it was like, did Kelly's flight ever leave? And we're like, well, I assume so, but she just quit texting, probably because people stopped answering because we all went to bed.
Well,
I fully expected to get a text from you this morning. Not, I'll be in a few minutes late, but I had to get a hotel room, and I'll be in sometime today.
My girlfriends back home were saying, on Friday when I got in and told them my flight Friday was also delayed, which was frustrating. They then asked about, what time are you getting home on Sunday? And when I told them, they said, you should just text the guys and ask if you can come in on Monday. And I was like, I should have done that 3 months ago when I booked this trip versus doing this late night flight, which I'll inevitably do again this time next year.
Right. At 7 o'clock, Kelly texted, my flights are getting pushed, but they swear we're getting out of Dallas tonight. Y'all cool as long as I'm there by 5:53 a.m. tomorrow, which is the official late time, but significantly later than Kelly normally arrives.
Mm-hmm.
I write, yep. Steve writes, yep, that sucks. Hope you're late. Thanks for breakfast. Hot Wings writes, I bet your flight is delayed because of all your sins. Ask a stranger to read scripture with you so you can make it back.
Yeah.
I laughed out loud.
To which I almost sent you the tarot card readings that we did over the weekend because I took pictures of it.
Tarot cards and scripture are very similar.
I know. Yes. I was like, no, I've been making fun of Jesus too much lately. I gotta stop.
Yeah. I'm getting you back. I'm gonna put all the birth control in your Swiss rolls. This text, I always say, I will never order burritos with Fritos ever again because they make me go number one out of my number two spot. Then I do it again and again. I write this as I'm blowing up a public restroom somewhere in Middle Tennessee.
Oh, no.
Is it the Fritos that does it, or is it the burrito?
Probably the burrito more than the Fritos.
Probably, yeah.
Like more than likely. Too.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, especially depending on who makes them and what they put in them. I mean, some of them hit you harder than others.
Jessup writes, the one thing I regret always but keep doing is gambling. I love casinos and hate losing. That's a terrible combination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also do that thing, and it applies to this weekend too, where I'm traveling on an airplane and I'm drinking, and I'm like, it won't be as bad this time. Ugh. And it's bad.
Hangover on an airplane is the worst I've ever felt.
Terrible.
Or how about whenever you go on a trip and you decide to drive instead of fly, and then you're 12 hours into your drive and you think to yourself, I could have been to my destination 4 hours ago if I had just paid for a flight.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, suddenly somehow, that $400 seems so reasonable now.
What you end up spending in gas anyway, right, or the amount of, because you have to stop four times to, you know, fill the tank or.
This text from Wisconsin. The thing that I regret every time is THC. And then the next text came in, it's tequila, hookers, and cocaine. Okay, well, that's way worse than what I assumed you were talking about. 1-800-947-3979. This text. Oh, I think they had a speech to text problem. It says bike delays are only getting worse. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, but they're blaming pilots. So.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, bike delays?
I think they meant flight delays, but voice to text. Oh. Maitland, what do you regret that you know you're going to do again?
I think any lactose intolerant person can agree. Like milkshakes, ice cream, smoothies, whatever it is.
So when you do it, is it cramping?
Yeah.
And other problems and related to that?
Yeah, those come later, but I get like a weird pressure in my chest too.
Ooh.
And so
it's all around an unpleasant body feeling.
Right.
Your heart's like, please stop, please. But no more dairy.
It's so worth it though.
It's so worth it. And sometimes you go places where you can't get like a dairy alternative with a smoothie or something like that. I try at coffee places, but even they'll forget sometimes, and as soon as I take a sip, I'm like, that's real milk. Oh no. It's not fun.
Well, how long between the joy of the milkshake and the devastation of the follow-up?
It's usually about like 2 hours.
So enough time to go, this ain't so bad.
I think I'm gonna be okay this time.
Oh, if I'm real backed up and I'm like, I know what I have to do, I go get a milkshake. So
you know what will help with that?
It's pleasant for 2 hours and then I'm free again.
You know what helps with that? Wash down 3 or 4 birth control pills with your shake.
Yes, yeah. There we go.
Everything's going to be just fine. Yeah. Will you eat a handful like M&Ms just to see what happens? Don't do that.
No.
I don't want you to do that. That sounds very dangerous.
Mine, you can eat a handful of free beer.
What happens to a guy if you eat somebody's birth control pills?
You grow a vagina.
Really? And a baby flies out?
And
it's totally inverted.
You get pregnant.
Oh, no. Yeah,
it's like the opposite.
Yeah. Nuts.
Yeah.
Nope, not anymore.
This text from Northeast Pennsylvania. I regret putting this crappy show on every morning. It's like an abusive relationship. I keep coming back thinking today will be better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shut up.
Yeah. Why don't you hit yourself in the face. Yeah. I can see why you'd stick around.
Yeah.
This is quality.
Take that.
Yeah.
Good stuff.